Tell me about your experience.
My situation to homelessness started back in 2008. I was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico at the time. And when the economy went bad and the market fell through, I was working at the time as a salesman in a Native American art gallery, and the art market took a real bad hit in Santa Fe. And I was also starting to go through some health issues, which ended up getting me laid off from where I was working. I stayed in Santa Fe for about another year or two. I was trying to get Social Security disability to go through, but I was living at the time off of unemployment insurance, and my wife and I were going through a rough patch, and we decided to separate. And I couldn't at the time afford to live in Santa Fe because it's an extremely expensive place to rent and or also own a home there. So I decided to move back to upstate New York. I had a friend of mine who offered to rent out her apartment to me. And so I made the move cross country. I got up here, and then I found out that she had changed her mind and she couldn't rent out the place to me. So I was kind of at a loss because I was really counting on that. It was in my price range of what I could afford. And I was still on unemployment insurance waiting for the Social Security disability to kick in. So I wasn't able to work during that whole process, nor could I have because of my health issues. So consequently, I found myself with no place to stay, and I ended up couch surfing for a bit until finally I exhausted every place to stay and ended up in the City Mission in Albany, New York.
Oh my goodness. How long were you homeless altogether?
I would say not a very long time. I mean, if I count the time frame from the time I left New Mexico up until I finally got into permanent housing, I would say it was probably about a 3-month time frame, with maybe 1 month where I was actually living at the mission and sleeping on the mats at night down there and going through that whole process of trying to find some place that I could move into that I could afford. And luckily at that particular time, I was able, because I'm a veteran, I was able to get into a veteran outreach program, which helps homeless disabled veterans here in Albany. And they were able to assist me in finding housing fairly quickly. I kind of lucked out into it. There was a room that was available at a home for disabled homeless veterans in North Albany near Menands. And I just went one night to sleep over, see if I liked it, if the people there thought I was okay, and everything seemed to work out, and I was able to move in. So, but if it hadn't been for that, I don't know what I would have done.
What was the hardest thing that you remember about being homeless?
I think for me, the hardest thing about being homeless is the perception that when you become homeless, it's almost, you become invisible to a lot of people, and dealing with the bureaucracy of the state, the city, even these facilities that are there to help people get off of homelessness. I mean, I wouldn't say that people are mean, but I think the system is somewhat overwhelmed to the point where you're just another number. And it's a very dehumanizing process of going through all of that and trying to maintain your own sense of self-worth and self-dignity through the whole process too is very difficult. It's easy to see why when people end up on the streets that they give up and spiral off into addictions and mental health issues, because it takes a definite toll on you. And even for a short period of time, the amount of time that I was homeless, it definitely affected me. I always had real feelings of worrying about security in my life, of making sure that I had a place to live and I had a job and I had money and food, because I grew up in a very poor circumstances as a child. And I was always terrified of ending up on the street. And it was like my worst nightmare coming true when that happened to me. So for me to sort of dig my way out of that situation, I'm just extremely lucky and that I had the fortitude and perseverance to hang in there. But there were a couple of times where I wasn't quite sure if I was going to make it.
I look at you now, and I mean, you know, I would never guess that you had been homeless if you hadn't told me. You seem like you've got your whole life together. You've got a great place to live and everything. And then I hear your story, and I know that, you know, you were working, you're a veteran, you fought for your country, all that kind of thing. What would you say to people who think it could never happen to them and who think that people who are homeless, somehow they have some sort of moral failing or something?
Yeah, that's a big one there. I think people look down on people, and I think it is a somewhat of a moral failing, like, oh well, they didn't have their life together enough, and so if anything bad that's happened to them, they almost deserve it, or why should I help that person? But the fact of the matter is that it is very easy to have things take a turn for the worse in a person's life. If somebody gets sick, if they don't have the finances, or if they get wiped out because of being sick or being laid off, it's so easy to fall through the cracks. And there's so many people in this country right now that are living paycheck to paycheck, and or are overextended because they're just trying to make ends meet. And if something catastrophic happens in their life, they can end up in the same situation. And the sad part about it all, this, in my opinion, is that it doesn't need to be that way, because there's so many properties scattered all over the place, all over in this country, that are just left abandoned, or because an owner would rather not allow somebody to live there, he'd rather just leave it empty just to say, well, I'm not collecting any money on it, so I'll just leave the property dormant or vacant, when there are people that are out there that need a place to stay. And I think there should be a redress to that situation, personally. But that's just my opinion.
Is there anything that you want to say about your experience that I haven't asked you yet?
No, I would just say that if somebody comes across a homeless person, and regardless of whether or not, you know, if they ask for money or something to that effect, you know, it's how hard is it to engage somebody, and even just to give them a dollar or two, even if you know that person might go and use it to buy alcohol or something that they shouldn't, you don't know that. And the time it takes to at least help somebody out in the immediate situation, if you're able to, or try to engage them on a human level rather than just treat them like they're beggars, I think that will change a lot of the public's perception towards somebody that's in that situation. People need to humanize the homeless.
Thank you so much.